One question I hear quite often is, how can I experience a deeper relationship with God? Well, at the heart of what it means to be a Christian is receiving the blessing of God's grace and faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, how can you know Christ more intimately? Well, Jesus answers that question Himself in our meditation passage. We will grow to see the love of God and the blessings of Christ simply by obeying Him. So, do you want to experience a deeper relationship with God? Well, the theme of this meditation from John chapter 14 is encountering the blessing of the love of God, holy words of redemptive healing, shedding shame to accept the grace of God's love. So, for the next 15 minutes, just leave behind shame and unworthiness, and instead, allow your mind to center on the peaceful rhythm of breathing and even the gentle closing of your eyes, all as you encounter the lovely blessings of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from 2 John chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your love. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. And this is love, that we walk in accordance with His commandments. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your love. And this is love, that we are guided continually by His precepts. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your love. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should always walk in love. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your love. Spend a few moments now receiving God, just accepting His grace and welcoming His Spirit. Do you have any lingering thoughts of hesitation in receiving His blessings? Does shame block you from receiving the free gift of His mercy? Well, even perhaps through tears now, let your objections fall away and receive. For a moment now, take note of how your mind and body respond when they receive His words of thanks, blessing, and benediction. Now turn from the lie of shame and unworthiness to center on the truth of His blessing. Those lies are not from God. So humbly open your heart now to receive His blessing of love. Center on the blessing of God, which assures you of His grace, protection, favor, and love. continue to whisper, "Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your love." Allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center two in your breathing. Ignore the pace or the depth of your breathing. Just simply become aware of each breath. Imagine each full, deep breath filling you with his blessings, his love. Breathe out shame and breathe in the loving blessings of God. Be aware of each breath filling you with the grace, the protection, and the favor of God, the unmerited gift of his abundant blessings. Stay centered on your breathing and the sacred words, "Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your love." Continue on as you receive his blessing through the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Listen for this benediction from John chapter 14, verse 21 from the Common English Bible. And listen for the blessing of God's love through the words of Christ. "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." What did you hear? What about it makes you most grateful? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest in the same blessing from God to you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen to it from the Amplified Version. "I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, bereaved, and helpless, but I will come back to you. And after a while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you live also. And on that day, when that time comes, you will know for yourselves that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me, and whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. I will make myself real to him." What in the passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once again, but now from the New King James Version. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? Well, let these reflections move you now into a time of prayer, and allow this next minute for this blessing to become yours. Now, in a time of imaginative contemplation, listen once more to these words. Imagine now kneeling before Christ. His hands are resting on your head. Listen to his words to you. My child, remember that you know my commandments, and by my strength you can keep them. And if you keep them, you love me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and then I will love you and reveal myself to you. I will make myself real to you. So for this next minute, let these words of divine blessing soak into your heart. Accept the words. Believe them now in a time of contemplation beyond words. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing. Just breathing out shame, breathing out unworthiness, and breathe in God's love, his divine blessing. Today you have the opportunity to receive and share. To receive God's blessing and then share it with others. So be mindful of how God may use you to bless others. You're welcome to stay here for a moment and rest with God in the music. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your life fully expecting a word of blessing from God. Now receive this prayer of closing benediction to remember that when you know God's commandments and keep them, you will then love the Lord. And when you love the Lord, you will be loved by his Father, and he will love you and reveal himself to you. So may you know the love of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the blessings of God as they were, are now, and forever shall be. Amen.